This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. Tied the radio, got Mitchell off, but we think he's back tomorrow. But we didn't exactly get the memo of when he's back. But we're pretty sure that you'll hear the golden tones of Tied the Radio God tomorrow on the program with yours truly. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Also, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And a call during the break, opining on something we were talking about last hour with the Trump-Cruz-Rubio-Kasich showdown that is going on in the GOP presidential front. Go ahead and roll that, Rev, before we get to our 10 o'clock guest.
All right. I'm calling because I don't think the mainstream Republicans are afraid that Donald Trump won't be elected president. I think they are terrified he will be elected and break up the good old boys club who seem to be in bed with the Democrats. Thank you.
Yes, probably a very good analysis right there. I do think there's a great deal of truth to that. It's the unknown. Can we control him? I don't think we can. Well, then we have to be against him, right? And he would not be controllable. But neither would Ted Cruz. See, I mean, neither would Ted Cruz. I don't know that any of these guys left in the race were that controllable. Rubio would be the closest thing to an establishment candidate. But you know, all bets are off on this one. Anyway, appreciate all your talk about that. We have a couple more states that'll vote tomorrow. And then, of course, we're all going to be focusing on March 15th with big states in play like Ohio and Florida. Look forward to talking more about that. Our next guest is the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll get a chance to chat with him at least once a month and kind of pull out some things that have been in the headlines, answer any questions you might have. And if you do have questions or comments, I have one that's already come in here now by email. Others, welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Ron Ness. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Good, Scott. I am, you know, what a wonderful weekend, and had a little bit of positive news in the crude oil market last week. So, spring is here, and get out and use some energy.
I was just looking at a map of the weekend temp, 75 in Ellendale, but, western North Dakota, all kinds of 70s and upper 60s, so it was a beauty. And I said earlier, it feels like spring a little bit in the industry, just because of a little hint on prices. I mean, does it feel like you're turning the corner here a little? I know you've said all along 2016 is going to be tough. It's going to be a recovery that most likely would happen in 2017. But does it feel like there's a hint of good news out there?
Well, $3 or $4 on top of $29 or $30 doesn't make or break your economics, but it certainly puts you in a better mood, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what spring does. There's an awful lot of inventories out there. I suspect the state should be coming out shortly with the January data on production. I suspect that will be interesting again, and that will probably be kind of a tenor for what we see coming. But we got to just keep doing what we're doing, getting through it.
A couple of things I want to talk to you about. There's a story in the Bismarck Tribune over the weekend. Nick Smith wrote it, headlined Oil Play Expected to Last Generations. And we're hearing more talk of the long term. Now, obviously, there's focus on now and what it means and what's happening. And you've been very good about saying this is what you can expect. But it's also prompted, okay, you know, what's the other side look like? What's this come out? So I want to touch on that. There is some new rules proposed by the BLM that have a number of folks concerned. And I want our audience to know whether or not they ought to be concerned about them and get your take on that as well. And then also want to just talk about whether or not it's time to at least begin a conversation on some of the regulations that were put in place at very good times as you say, hey, you're trying to find every penny and buck you can to see if any of proposed or possible changes could impact the industry is worth looking at. So all those things I want to get to. Let's start on the BLM, I guess, here. And first of all, the Bureau of Land Management is who we're talking about. And, Ron, about what percentage of North Dakota oil production would happen on BLM land?
Well, actually, it's not BLM land. It's federal minerals. So the U.S. Forest Service manages the surface, and the Bureau of Land Management really manages the downhole underground activities in terms of oil and gas production and other minerals. So the challenge that you have here, Scott, is, of course, in addition to the grasslands, you've got the tribal lands, but then many, many private acres across North Dakota have some type of a federal easement under them, whether it's a wetland or so. You could have, private lands. It's a huge percentage of the private lands out there that underneath them have some type in that 2 mile spacing, have some type of a federal acre under them. Thereby, BLM now has some jurisdiction over there. And what they're doing is they have proposed new regulations on flaring, and they're more, I call them more of a sin tax, because what they do is they punish you financially, and they make you pay royalties and those things after a certain volume of gas is flared. And the frustrating part for us is that, you know, BLM has been short of staff and short of people in order to get permits done for a number of years. And what they do at the federal level and the national levels, they keep dumping more and more rules and regulations on the local staffing. And it's really a function of these local staffers have not been able to get a lot of the work done and completed because they've been shorthanded. And now they get more and more bureaucracy. And of course, the state already has rules over flaring. And this is kind of they're going to, jump on and double down on the flaring thing after the state of North Dakota has been through this and had, I think had tremendous success in reducing the volume of flaring. So you're continuing to just pile on the regulations. In addition to that, you don't allow the staff of these federal agencies to do what they need to do to get the job done, to get the pipelines out there to these wells and connect them. So pretty significant rules and changes, and it would have a very negative impact on activities on federal lands if you can't bring these wells on and flare them like the state of North Dakota does and shows you the type of size of pipeline that you need to build to get there. This would be very punitive in that regard. So we were pretty frustrated with them. Public hearing out in Dickinson the other day and across the country. These are federal rules, national rules. So, hearings in, I think, Albuquerque and Denver and here. And a lot of people showed up, a fair number of people on both sides. I think there were a couple of Dakota Resource Council buses from Montana somewhere that came over, or some people. But by and large, I thought it was sounded pretty balanced testimony on both sides. And they're not going to duplicate another state regulation. That's the frustrating part.
Yeah, I'll come back to that in a second. But any rough idea on percentage-wise, again, I misspoke earlier. I didn't mean to say BLM land, but I'm talking about land that the BLM regulations touch. What percentage of North Dakota production? Any rough idea?
I don't have a number off the top of my head. The challenging part, though, is they talk about the money it would bring in for the royalty owners because you have to pay royalties, but the reality is you couldn't produce your oil. So, from a royalty side, we think it would be about a $23 million hit to the state tax revenues, an $8 million hit to the tribes, and about $39 million to the royalty owners, because if you can't produce your oil well, you lose a $35 barrel of oil and a $1.70 MCF gas today. So multiply that times a well that's producing 500-700 barrels a day, and it adds up pretty quickly.
Yes, and as you said earlier, the most frustrating part of this is that North Dakota already has the most comprehensive flaring regulations in the country, so everything they're claiming to want to try and fix, you already have regulations that are stronger, so they're just gumming up the works, right?
But it's just a duplication on top of an existing rule. Take your the time and your employees have and utilize it where they're behind. They've been substantially behind. No fault of their own, they're just understaffed and underfunded by the federal government, by the way.
shouldn't we really be focusing on, you know, getting infrastructure built so nobody has to flare anyway? Because that's what's the lion's share of holding up the issue with flaring anyway. And I mean, nobody wants to flare, right? I mean, that's the thing we always fail to mention, but is really the obvious. Nobody's flaring because it's fun. They like, you know, having to do that. But isn't the lack of infrastructure that's causing that in the first place?
Completely. And, you know, historically, when you drilled a well on federal lands, they wanted the pipeline there quickly. So they moved quickly to get that pipeline permitted and to that well site. Well, now that's become really the backlog in the system. You get your permit and you can drill your well, but then this other process that they've got is backlog. So and getting the right size pipe in there is a big issue here, because we know that our technology has gotten better. So we've needed more and more bigger infrastructure going in there, and that's the other part of the problem.
Take a short break. Come back with more with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Questions or comments for Ron are welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. More coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20 ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I've never been so happy on a Monday. I don't know. This weather is nice. It's not, you know, it's not the 70s of yesterday, but it's nice. You know, it's 44 in Bismarck now.
This
48
kind of,
in Fargo.
Kind of fitting song coming back, isn't it?
It is. Exactly right. Exactly. So we're in the 40s, nipping at the 50s in some cases, and beautiful, beautiful day. Going to be a dandy here. So, and by the weekend, by the way, 60s. Maybe some more 70s. Whoa, my gosh, is that ever nice. Can't beat it. Brought to you part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. They are the largest tank trailer manufacturer in America. And these folks saw a little bit of a slowdown in the industry coming. They said, you know what, let's expand. I love companies like that. Let's grow. Scott, can you tell some folks about us so they come to work for us? We'd love to hire them. We pay like up to $32 an hour for these tank trailer technicians. Bring them on. By the way, we're doing bumper-to-bumper repair now on trucks. You know, we'll do the cab all the way back to the trailer. We'll do it all. And let's add another location. Yeah, let's we Kildare's not enough. We're going to put one in Williston, too. That's the kind of company you want to work for. It's a Minnesota-based company and the largest tank trailer manufacturer in America for decades. And now a proud part of North Dakota's oil and gas industry. If you're interested in working for them, I have the HR manager's cell phone. This is Terry. He does a little pre-screen, a few minutes, and gets you in the system nice and easy. 507-696-1164. Tank trailer mechanic service technicians are what they're always looking for. 507-696-1164. Polar Service Center. Next to in Williston, next to the Petroserve and Peterbilt and Ramada there on the east end off Highway 2. And in Kildare, top of the hill on Highway 22. Finishing our chat with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And we are talking about a number of things in the news. Ron, one thing I want to talk about is I mentioned this at the top, but I was a little frustrated reading a story this weekend about the oil play expected to last generations. First of all, I love that conversation. I think we need to have more of that conversation talking about it. All right, the oil is in the ground. We get less than 10% of it out of the ground now. Technology is changing all the time. Prices are going to go up and down. But just the transformation that has happened in the efficiencies in the last 18 months, 2 years, 3 years is extraordinary when you extrapolate that out. So the future looks bright, even though the current situation is obviously very, very challenging. But the thing I think we need to spend a little time on is when times are good, it's easy to throw regulations on, right? And I'm thinking specifically of the conditioning one. You know, everybody I talked to said, you know, this is really, it's doing nothing, but it's sort of a political thing, so go ahead, yep, okay, we'll do it. And a buck a gallon, or a buck a barrel, I believe, is what it added in the way of cost. I mean, is it feasible, do you believe, to start a conversation about what regulations we can do without rather than talk about which ones we can add?
Well, I think that's a great idea, Scott, and not just for the oil and gas industry, but across the board. When you look at the rules that we just keep adding and adding and adding on every business, on it's like adding on forms on our IRS income tax levels. It's just, we just continue to add, but we never take a step back and say, okay, let's look at what don't we need, what's not working anymore. You know, the frustrating thing about the conditioning rule for me is that the design was for barrels going on the rail specifically. But what has happened is that because the well site operations don't work that way, basically we've kind of added that cost onto every barrel that's being produced out there out of most of the wells. So I think maybe we need to go back now and look at how can we fine tune it, because the barrels going on the rail is where we were concerned, and now essentially it's happened to, you know, barrels going into pipelines and everywhere. And more of our barrels are going to go on pipelines. We know that. And keep an eye on that Dakota Access Pipeline, because that's the big type of long-term infrastructure that we need in order to make this Bakken play work better, work more efficiently, and be more cost-effective going for the long term.
Make sure I understand that. You're saying, okay, the conditioning regulation was added to try and make rail crude by rail, you know, safer. And again, you could debate whether it was needed or not, but whatever. Okay, because there was an uproar over that. We're going to put it there. It's certainly nobody arguing we need it on pipelines, right? But you're saying it's going everywhere, and so the cost is across the board.
Correct. Because you don't know that the state only regulates the well site. They don't regulate the railroad side of the world. So they had to regulate it basically off that well site. So each of those barrels is now conditioned in one way or another coming off that well site to ensure that if it gets on a rail, so basically you've conditioned all the barrels, which adds cost to that, incremental cost to that production of that barrel.
And let me tell you this. What cost means what at a time like this? More jobs that have to be cut, more cuts that have to be made. And so that's why regulation, as you say, not just for the oil and gas industry at every level, cost money. And, you know, maybe a good time, and maybe this could come up in the governor's debate, where we could have a good discussion about an exercise to say, let's do a cost-benefit analysis on every single one, or pick 10 from a number of different segments where you can really drill down and say, is that really worth the cost that it's you know, bringing right now? Because it's a conversation that we ought to have without question. You know, what frustrated me about the Sierra Club comment from Wade Schaefer was that, you know, he's talking about the one upside of the slowdown. We have an opportunity with the slowdown, and the one upside, it'll give us a chance to put regulations in place to protect the environment. So, in other words, he wants more regulations, as if suggesting that we're not, you know, doing the job at this point. It's just, and that's their job. I get that's what the Sierra Club's going to do, but I'd rather focus on the long term viability of the industry. What do you think we could talk? What conversation would you like to have about the long term?
Well, I remember Ed Schaefer giving his State of the State address back in probably '92, and on the desk he had the administrative code next to him. It was incredibly high at that time. It'd be interesting to find a picture of that and do it again now. I bet it's two or three times that high. And we need new regulations. We need to continue to look at new regulations. And certainly with the Bakken, the regulatory side, we are the learning curve for the world, and we have implemented, we have 41 new ones now that they've just proposed. We're probably somewhere over 110 new rules, over the past three cycles of rules, which is every other year, so probably 6 years. Plus, we've had the flaring rule, the conditioning order, the special places rule, the on and on and on. So it's kind of been a continuous, in addition to legislation. But it is a good time, not only to look at rules and regulations, but I think long-term. And one of the things about that governor's debate that I probably wish it would have focused a little more is on what's your big vision for, you know, long-term economic stability and business growth, and you know, Wayne Stengem talked about diversity, but what is diversity? Is it what does that mean? Is it beyond agriculture and energy? Is it other things, or is it just taking those to another level of value added, or getting better and more efficient at those things so we can build other businesses off that? Because this is a time that we're going to get better in the Bakken, and we're going to get better and more efficient at doing it at less, because that's what you have to do when the economics are not great. So that's what we're going to do, but everybody needs to do that and think big, think long term. And you see that in Watford City. Certainly they're planning well out ahead, because they know they're in a good spot. They've got to be financially cautious to some extent, but they know they're in a good spot where those wells, every well that goes in, is going to mean more people and more families.
Fascinating. Ron, appreciate the time always. I know you're a busy guy, got a busy staff, a lot going on, and appreciate the information we get from you and the team at the North Dakota Petroleum Council on What's On Your Mind.
Thanks, Scott.
Take care. Good to talk to you. I have one more thing to say on the regulation side and how it ends up happening, and how political leaders, in my mind, get sucked into that. We'll talk about that when we come back and then switch gears. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me away.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What do you want to have happen in this presidential race right now? I mean, I think we just have to let it happen, whatever's going to happen. I don't, you know, necessarily want anything engineered, but if you were the great decider and you were able to say, Rubio, I love you, but didn't happen. Have a seat there, bud. John Kasich, fine governor of Ohio, great former member of Congress, did some good stuff. Take a seat. Let's have it out between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. If that happened right now, I think Ted Cruz would be the nominee. With the support, full-throated support of the Republican nomination. With the Republican establishment, rather. That is nothing short of extraordinary, folks. It really is. Wow! Unbelievable. We have some more time to chat here. I was trying to track down a guest to talk about Nancy Reagan. So you can if you want. And we don't have it. We're going to just chat, you and I, rest of the way here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. First, I have to tell you about Bruce. Yeah, Bruce Hoffer. Been at that location about 30 years. And it's been a heat-all store in Minot. Better than a decade. Isn't that something? And if you stop in there and you see Bruce and the crew, they have a great machine shop there. Mike, Jimmy, Dave. And by the way, Bruce's wife works here. It's a family atmosphere. It is. Al Halverson, he's a sales guy that travels all around the region. Been part of Heat All since the 70s. Incredible crew that they have right there. That store started in 1943. Particular operation. They moved a couple of times, but phenomenal when you think about it. And a full machine shop. Great experienced crew down there. Will take care of everything you need. These guys are the secret weapons of Heat Alls. And if you stop and see Bruce, say, hey, I heard Scott talk about you. He wanted me to ask you about that 53 Chev Bel Air that you got for free. His dad was a mechanic at Fisher Motors. And the secretary said, get that thing out of my garage. They towed it home, got it going, and I think he sold it for $150. So he came out all right on that, baby. Then he bought a 69 Pontiac Custom S. So you can ask him about that. That's right. Bruce offering the team at Heedalls, because Heedalls has it. Not only the parts you need, but also great people. Great people, great parts at Heedalls. One last thing I wanted to say about our conversation with Ron Ness and regulations. And by the way, that is the kind of vision I'd love to see come out of this governor's race. Go bold. I've asked every one of these candidates in the conversations we've had here in the talk radio town halls and in various formats, what's your big vision? Paint a picture for me of what North Dakota looks like 4 and 8 years down the road. And you really don't get the shining city on a hill that I'm looking for when I ask that question. I think that was Ron is saying, let's talk about this. Let's look down the road. You know, let's talk about what the long term would look like. Now, the biggest problem, the biggest impediment is politicians get scared. I'll give you an example. The whole flaring craze started with an article in the New York Times. Okay? Look, everybody in the industry realized a lot of wells are happening, and the gas is going to have to be flared until we have the gathering systems, and it was not a secret to anyone. But the sky is falling mentality really came from the New York Times and a bunch of reporters and environmental activists descending on North Dakota. And then people like Jack Dalrymple and Wayne Stengen, two of the three members of the Industrial Commission, get worried about all this noise that's coming from reporters are asking questions. Environmental activists are going crazy. Rather than breathe, 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 to borrow a phrase from Ted Cruz, breathe, breathe. Is this a problem? Let's get our arms around this. Wait a minute. So the environmental activists and their allies in the media can ratchet it up on a dime. And you really have to be strong as the leader to recognize when you're being played like that. Versus this is necessary. And what often happens is a regulation is thrown at a problem that doesn't exist just to make the noise go away. A lot less so here, to be fair, than most places, but it happens here too. I would argue that's even Wayne Stengen's argument on special places. If we do this, then we keep them at bay. We show them, you know, give them a little, and then, but the problem is with the environmental extremists, you can't give them anything without them wanting more, period. In my mind, that theory doesn't work. Not to mention, I want elected leaders who say, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm not going to succumb to the noise or the saber rattling or the fact that you have allies in the media or anything else. No. Let's do the right thing. And I would argue we do the right thing more often than not here. And don't need the BLM or the EPA or anybody else to tell us how we're not doing it right. I wish the presidential candidates would sit there and say, you know what? Disband the EPA and we'll do it state by state. We don't need the EPA. Shut them down. And continue that through all, because I agree. We need to put a price tag. People need to realize how much more you pay for a loaf of bread because of needless regulation. Some of it's necessary. That's fine. Some of it's ridiculous. Put a price tag on it. Get the American people involved in this debate. I'd like to see it happen. Anyway, I just want to finish on that point. Let's get to the phones here on anything that's on your mind, actually, in the remaining time we have. Jeff in Jamestown, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
I love their bacon, no doubt about it.
How can you not? It's the best bacon on the planet Earth, right?
Exactly.
Jeff, one more thing. You got me going on bacon, and that sometimes sends me down a rabbit trail. But have you ever seen that farmland bacon in the stores?
Yeah,
like Walmart sells a lot of it because they get. Do you know where it's Chinese owned farmland?
Yep.
I'm not big on Chinese bacon. I don't know about you, but
neither am I. But
I know where Cloverdale comes from, North Dakota, Mandan, right there.
Well, it's good you mentioned that because our politicians have let these companies be sold abroad, but that's not why I called.
All right.
Crude oil at all time lows, inventories at 80-year highs. Yet gasoline is $5 in California. Now, if this doesn't smell of collusion and antitrust. How many more ways do we have to look at this?
I'll tell you, there's a bigger culprit in California with $5 gas, and it's it's regulation. It is so stupid how many different, you know, boutique this and boutique that and blend this and blend that. You can't do this and you can't do that. It's unbelievable.
Well, okay, so there's plenty of blame to go around, but this is really reminiscent of the Rockefellers of the era, the early part of the 1900s, and I don't know where this is going to end. But, hey, the last word, tramp them with Trump. Let's go.
He's your guy, huh, Jeff?
Got to go for him, whether it's good or bad, because I've had enough of the rest of them.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why he's doing as well as he is. And for the establishment to be as wrapped around their axle as they are about this guy, he's a creation of their malfeasance.
They enabled this to happen.
You bet
they need to clean it up, and they want to sit and mill around. See?
They did. And what's funny about all that is the chickens are coming home to roost, to borrow a phrase from that fellow Reverend Wright that Mitt Romney never wanted to talk about. If he'd said as much about Mitt, you know, about Barack Obama and Reverend Wright and some of the other characters in Obama's passing, he'd be president, for crying out loud.
Whoever brought Mitt in for that speech was not thinking. That's awful, terrible.
Not,
good Lord.
Not good. But the chickens have come home to roost because now another anti-establishment kind of guy, Ted Cruz, is their fair-haired boy. And this is too rich. This is, you can't make this stuff up. I love it.
It's like a nightmare that doesn't end. We'll see you.
See you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. I don't know if Jeff's ever called again before, but I hope he calls again. Good stuff. 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's hear from a caller concerned about Obamacare. Me too.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that qualified for the subsidy on Obamacare, Republican and Democrat. And my concern is these folks, if they would normally vote Republican, aren't going to want to lose that subsidy that pays part of their health insurance premiums. And I believe Rush calls it the Wilder effect. While they'll tell you they're voting Republican, once that curtain is closed, they're going to vote for Hillary because they're going to put their pocketbook ahead of the good of this country. So that is my concern. And I'm afraid Obama's got the hook in him. And it's too late. He did what he wanted to do, create a dependency, and that's my opinion.
Appreciate the call. Given the dislike of Obamacare by people, I don't, you know, a lot of things have to happen for your theory to be proved out true. I don't doubt there's people who love, you know, the fact that they get coverage they didn't previously get and like Obamacare, but I don't think it's a majority of people. We'll go, oh, I want my Obamacare, so I'm going to vote. But the overall mentality, I'll agree with you on. In my mind, and I've said this before in the program, but you know, Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or anybody that, you know, you say, how could they do this? And, you know, the emails or whatever. It's the people that vote for them that ought to cause you the concern. Barack Obama is not president unless the takers who want stuff are out there voting for him. Okay, in big numbers. Yes, there's some utopian, you know, the world will be better if Barack Obama's president. Now, I don't need any money, but I need him to go take care of people because people need to be. Yeah, there's some of that. But when there are more takers than there are makers, we're in trouble because a Republican is never going to get a vote from a taker. And what the Republican Party, in my mind, needs to do, sooner rather than later, and conservatives everywhere, is make the case in a Reagan-like fashion, describing how being a maker is the city on the hill. That's the city on the hill. You want that city on the hill, whatever you want, you get it not from getting somebody to give you something, you get it by rolling up your sleeves and getting it done. And what we ought to have is a government and an elected leader and a president that says, I'm going to bring down the barriers so more people can have that city on the hill and go make the case for why being a taker is a miserable existence and very un-American. Very un-American. Think of the settlers, the pioneers, the founding fathers.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Everybody has people that are very dear to them, very near to them, whether it's spouse, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. If there's unfortunate death like this, that affects the whole family. But even if it's an injury, you can still have a serious injury that changes life for all of those. And if we can just wake them up to the fact that that's how important it really is, and that the children are getting hurt through them getting hurt, that seems to make a bit of a difference. And that's something that all of our safety consultants work at very hard to try and get them to realize, you know, why. One of the whys it's important to not only sit through a training, but take it in, soak it in, and apply it, and make sure that they're working in a safe manner each and every day.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890. That's 800-932-8890.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth? Me too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
PetroServe USA News Time, 11 before the top of the hour. It's 11 before the top of the hour. That's right. And, of course, great time to stop in and fill up. PetroServe USA, give you a choice at the pump. Many of their locations, E15 now, which you can put in a vehicle that is not a flex fuel vehicle. You know, the E10 or E15. And all the way up to E85, as a matter of fact. And PetroServe USA locations, also the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and the two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day, at PetroServe USA. An email over the weekend from a listener with a poem. It was written in 1867. And Clint emails, for all the people who are worried about this election, just remember this has happened before. This poem was written in the 1800s. My dad found it in my grandpa's sixth grade reader. How about that? Here it is. God, give us men. A time like this demands strong minds, great hearts, true faith, ready hands. Men who the lust of office does not kill. Men who the spoils of office cannot buy. Men who possess opinions and a will. Men who have honor. Men who will not lie. Men who can stand before a demagogue and damn his treacherous flatteries without winking. Tall men, sun-crowned, who live above the fog, in public duty and in private thinking. For while the rabble, with their thumb-worn creeds, their large professions and their little deeds, mingle in selfish strife, lo, freedom weeps. Wrong rules the land, and in waiting, justice sleeps. This was written in 1867, a time of great national discouragement and perplexity. The President and Congress continually in conflict, unscrupulous politicians eager to carry out their selfish plans. Written by Josiah Gilbert Holland. Andrew Johnson was the president at the time. How appropriate a message from the past that should give us hope. Written in 1867. Clint, thank you for sharing. And a good reminder that is, you know, you shake your head. I remember watching that debate the other night thinking, are you kidding me? But been there, done that. As I sometimes say, there is nothing new under the sun. And others have, of course, coined that phrase for a very important reason. Tammy in Burke County, what's on your mind today? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, I was just calling. I think, you know, in the long run, we could all agree that the EPA has gone rogue. But here's the deal. The EPA does have a name to it. It's Regina McCarthy is the head of the EPA that Obama appointed, and she's for climate change. And in 2015, they tried to have her impeached, but they only got 26 votes, so of course it, you know, was dropped. But that is one of the reasons why we need somebody like Trump or Cruz in the office to take on those people and get rid of people that have those radical ideas, you know. I mean, it's just, the EPA has just gone way too far with all their restrictions and mandatory fines that they want to put on everything.
That's the danger of all this, you know, folks like that with the mentality, as you say, to come, you know.
Right.
I've heard people say before, well, do you think Obama, like, gives orders to these people? That they you don't need to. They all think alike.
They do it because he points people that will do it on their own because he knows that's the way they think, you know.
Yeah, you get a bunch of people that think that way, and, you know, but you're right.
Gone.
Yeah, you're right. That kind of stuff needs to be called out because it's...
Right.
Sort of, you know, quiet.
So with them putting, and I'm sure a lot of, you know, I'm sure the Republicans tried to get the votes, but them putting Romney up and doing that little shenanigans they're trying was a bad, that just shows you how they're not listening to the people. I mean, let the people choose, don't choose for us. I mean, I was very disgusted with that little episode. And the other thing I want to say, you know, these states are always after the oil companies. But, you know, what about the railroad? You know, they don't pay land taxes. They don't keep their, you know what, you know, everybody's got to pay land taxes. It doesn't matter who it is, except for the railroad. And then the railroad, you know, really doesn't take care of their property very well. The farmers have to keep toxic weeds off of their property, but the railroad doesn't ever get in trouble for that. But they, you know, they're always after the oil companies. What about the railroad? I know the railroad does a lot, you know, as far as transportation, but they should be held up to the same standard of rules that all these other big companies are, too. It just seems like they can just do whatever they want when they want, and they don't ever get, you know, any fines or restrictions against them. You know, I don't understand how that, how the, you know, one company gets, you know, the establishment is after them all the time, and the railroad, you know, for, just does whatever it wants, whenever it wants.
Kind of helps to be around before a state is even a state. Be able to...
Right. I guess. I know. But shouldn't
makes
that them, change?
Makes them your rules, you know, right?
Right. Why shouldn't that start changing? I mean, it's changed for the oil companies. Why can't it start changing for the railroad? Make them, you know, honor... You know, they use a lot of land to, you know, the United States, and they don't even have to pay land taxes. I mean, yeah. How does that work?
How does that work? Yeah. Tammy, appreciate the call. Thanks. Good questions.
Okay.
Out of time, so we have to bid adieu to you. But appreciate you listening. Guess what? We get to do this all over again tomorrow. Gearing up for a nice, beautiful weekend again. Going to be great. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. Take care.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.